During Leia's rant, Lando gradually hunched down, comically drawing his head closer to his shoulders, like a shelled marine reptile trying to withdraw for defense.
"Not many of the avians around anymore," he said. "They're a dying species."
"Which is all right with you, because they don't bring any money into the company."
Lando cast imploring eyes on his wife.
"Help!"
Tendra smiled at him.
"Sorry, darling. You're on your own."
"Oh."
Lando straightened, resuming a normal pose. He turned to Nia Nunba.
"All right. We need a complete archaeological team here to investigate the tombs. Not big, but fully funded for at least one galactic standard year, with a tentative extension of 2 more years if we like their work. We also need a complete xenobiology lab set up and team here, same terms, to study indigenous life forms other than the energy spiders. Roll the expenses into our losses from the interruption of mining operations."
Finished, he looked expectantly at Leia. She nodded, mollified. Han snorted.
"Well surrendered, General. So lay it out on the table. What exactly do you want from us?"
"I'd like you to go down there. Use your skills and Leia's Jedi abilities to figure out what the scientific teams I've sent down haven't been able to. Figure out why this is happening."
Han had suspected this would be the request, but foreknowledge didn't keep it from turning his stomach sour. To go into those tunnels again. Yet Lando was his friend. A friend in need. A friend who had helped them in very bad times. He glanced at Leia, saw her nod.
"Yeah, sure."
He hoped his voice didn't sound as ungracious as he felt.
"Great," Lando said. "So, what do you need?"
"A vehicle," Han said. "Very small, no bigger than your repulsor lift mine cars, so we can navigate wherever they go. Packed with sensors, active, passive, as broad a range as possible. And weapons, no energy weapons. I'm talking fragmentation explosives, slug throwers, whatever you can manage, since the energy spiders can gobble up pretty much any energy output from handheld or small vehicle weapons. Hand weapons, too, in case Leia gets it in her head that she needs to step out of the vehicle."
"Done," Lando said.
"When can you have it ready?"
"It's waiting at the mine main entrance."
At Han's upraised eyebrows, Lando smiled.
"I know your ways, old buddy."
"I guess you do."
"Can I go?"
That was Alana, standing at the doorway to the other room, just on the other side of it, half concealed by the door jamb. Han and Leia exchanged a look. Leia turned her attention to Alana.
"Were you listening at the door?"
Alana hesitated, then nodded. She stepped forward, her movement tentative.
3PO started telling a story, and I got sleepy. But I didn't want to nap, so I moved to where I could listen to you, because you're more interesting."
"I'm sorry, sweetie."
Han gave Alana a look that he hoped was both affectionate and sternly paternal.
"It's dangerous. No place for a little girl. You'll need to stay with 3PO and R2 and Chance."
"I'd rather be with you."
"I know, Amelia, but it's not gonna happen this time. On a mission, sometimes people serve best by remaining where others know they're safe. That's a contribution, too."
Han turned back to the others, and the amused, knowing looks on all their faces eloquently said, "Not that anyone is ever willing to do that."